Okay, so I'm watching the Watchers, right? And when you gain 100 subscribers in about a week, they start to watch you. The devil don't want you to rise up in his system and set captives free, because it's a slavery system. When you start setting the captives free with some truth and show the game, reveal the game, the devil is not happy, right? So the Watchers, they're always watching, right? They're always watching. The Watchers are watching. And so the magician priest class, if the devil's going to run this world, he has to have a magician priest class, and they have to be all over the place. And anybody who sees through it and is setting people free and bringing them out of Babylon with some truth, they're on the watch list, right? Because if you're going to run anything, you've got to have eyes everywhere, right? And so the devil is a draconian devil. He's a Draco law devil. So there's got to be laws and rules and ranks and levels and grades and ratings, because the Draco Ma system is under the flesh. And so they want you under law and rules, and they don't want you to have joy and peace. They don't want you to live in freedom. And everything that comes out of people's mouth, I had a boss a long time ago, he said, you're the freest man I've ever met. The fact that he even said that, he made an observation as a human. So an observation as a human, if he can see it, you know the devil can see it. And you know they're trying to bring you back under bondage and slavery and all. And so they're going to use the same tools. There's no new tool. They're either going to use a Delilah or a Jezebel or a shapeshifter. You know, the Apostle Paul says in the book of Galatians that the legalists come in, right? But as soon as you find out they're legalists, they come in and say, yeah, faith alone, faith alone, faith alone. And then they say, faith plus works. And you know what the Apostle Paul said? He said, we didn't even put up with them for an hour. We didn't waste our time on them for not even an hour. Not even an hour. Why? Because they're false brethren. They're false brethren. If somebody says faith plus works to be saved, they are false brethren. They are the magician priest class zombie hive mind NPC players. Either they're an agent on purpose. If they come in and just say, oh, it's faith plus work, they're probably not an agent. They're probably just confused. But if they come in and pretend to be faith alone and then they add in works later, they try to be your friend, try to create some kind of friendship to mess with your emotional. Oh, they're a friend. I can't throw them under the bus. They're a friend. But if they say faith plus works, they come in as faith alone, then they change it midstream and say faith plus works, they're not your friend. They're a shapeshifter. They're a shapeshifter. They're agents. They're trying to pull you into cults and isms and denominations and boxes and slavery and 666. So if they can get you under law and rules and slavery, then you're under a curse. But as long as you stay free in Christ by faith, you're not under a curse, because you're under grace. You're under the blood. But you can actually be saved and try to go back under law, and you'll be miserable. That's what they want. They can't get you to commit suicide unless they put you under Draco law. Unless they put you under perfectionism. unless they put you under legalism. You got to keep up. You got to match up rules, laws, this. You got to do this. And they overpower you where you can't get it all done. If you really believe you can be perfect, then you're deluded. You're in delusions. If you think you can be perfect, you are a deluded human being. If you think you're perfect and nobody else is, you're really deluded. You're really deluded. If you think you can keep your house perfect, your business perfect, your car perfect, your responses perfect, your thoughts perfect, without claiming the blood of Jesus, you have lost your ever-living mind. You are deluded. You're a hive-minded, deluded creature of the devil. If you really believe you can be perfect, you're deluded. If you really believe your work can save you, you are deluded. And I mean deluded to the hilt. You are deluded, human. You're deluded. If you don't think your feet stink, your underarms, your hair even, if you don't take a shower, then you are deluded. You gotta wash your clothes. You gotta take a shower. Or you stink to the high heaven in the natural, and you also stink to the high heaven in the spiritual. Delusions. You talk about deluded. Somebody who thinks they can be perfect, they are deluded. They're deluded. They're really deluded. And so what they're trying to do is cast onto you. They know they can't be perfect deep down, but they want you to work hard and try to be a flying monkey to be perfect so that they can tell everybody, look at me, how perfect I am. But they're actually just feeding off of other people who are stressing out trying to be perfect. You see? They're doing a cognitive dissonance on you. They know they can't be perfect, but they're trying to project on you that you can be. And you need to be. But nobody can be. They're deluded. They're in delusions. No grace, just law. Draconian law. Draco. Think about the police. Blue letter law. Police. Their uniform has to be exact. They have to be perfect. Think about the military. Fighting. From whence comes wars and fightings, the lust. You got a military. I believe the military should protect the nations. But the military by itself is a flesh thing. It's all concerned about the natural realm, protecting your properties and your boundaries and all that. Fleshly, earthly, temporal. You have to live down here. But if you join the military, you better be perfect. These generals, you know, they didn't rise up unless they were crossing every T and dotting every I. But they've made mistakes. And they're trying to hide those mistakes a lot of times. There's a lot of mistakes in war where they probably killed civilians and they don't want nobody to talk about it, you know. They made big mistakes. And so, you know, if they're killing 1,000 civilians and they try to hide it, there's a reason. Because they're going to have to admit they made a mistake and they were not perfect. And it actually caused people to lose their life. So they're probably going to be demoted. And then, you know, long story short, you can't be perfect down here. The ones that look like they're perfect, they have other people doing stuff for them. I did an Uber ride to this rich section. I said, man, there's no way I could actually clean that house, mow that yard, keep that garage in order. I said, how do y'all do it? He said, we hire servants. I was looking at his yard, and he was a nice fella. He was a down-to-earth fella, but he had some money. You know, he was rich. I said, I can't even maintain a $50,000 house, much less a $600,000 house. How do you even mow the yard? He said, I hire servants. That's what he said. He called them servants.
He wasn't joking.